In this episode of Social Media Secrets, I'm going to share with you the number one habit that I absolutely swear by. Oh man, I can't believe I'm sharing this. Let's cue that intro and get this episode going. Hey, I'm Rachel Peterson, marketing expert and queen of social media. The question entrepreneurs are always asking is, how do I make social media work? How do I make money with social media for my clients and for myself? We're going to break it down on this episode of Social Media Secrets. Hey guys, it's me, Rachel. So we're going to talk a little bit about the number one habit that I swear by. And this is interesting because as I was writing this out, I was like, there's no way that I can share one habit. So I'm going to be sharing one habit in different areas of my life. This is tough because that's like saying, what's the best decision you've ever made? And there's not just one, you know, like there are decisions I've made in my spirituality and faith journey. There are decisions I've made, like marrying my husband. That is hands down one of the best of my life. But that invalidates the fact that having each of my kids has been one of the best decisions. So just choosing one can sometimes be difficult. So I'm going to share with you guys what right now, as I record this, is my number one best habit in each area of my life. Cool? All right, let's dive on in. So number one is in mindset. Okay, you're going to get a little bit annoyed for a second here because I used to get a little bit annoyed for a second here when people used to say this. You hear people who are like millionaires and successful and even billionaires, and they say, mindset is everything. Mindset is everything. Mindset is everything. And I remember I would get so annoyed because I'd be like, yeah, but what are the action steps? Like, what, how did you do it? Give me a path. Like, tell me first you do this, then you do this, then you do this. And they would be like, no, mindset, mindset. And I'd watch all these interviews and everyone would say this. If you've ever heard that, you almost like roll your eyes physically when you hear it. Maybe you have rolled your eyes physically. When it comes to mindset, oh my gosh. This was like one of the best decisions I've made in my life, was investing time and attention and resources into my mindset. And here's the number one habit I swear by with my mindset. Because without the right mindset, it's like driving without a GPS. Most of us don't know how to do that anymore. Driving without a GPS, could you get to your destination with guessing? Maybe. What if your destination is across the nation? What if it's a place you've never been before? Mindset allows you to move forward. Mindset allows you to trust yourself. Mindset allows you to take action. And so I really and truly believe that it's absolutely essential. So the biggest thing that has helped me is kind of a tie between meditations and affirmations. I almost want to say a three-way tie, but meditations, affirmations, visualizations. I love affirmations because there's something to be said for the two words I am. I am is claiming an identity. Holy moly, this will change your life. I am confident. I am kind. I am capable. I am a money magnet. I am powerful. I am able to speak on stages. I am a writer. I am a business person. Like, there is something so amazing about affirmations, but some people aren't comfortable with doing those because they're like, it feels like a lie, and I feel that cognitive dissonance in my brain. And so sometimes it's a little challenging. So what I like to do instead then is starting with meditation. Meditation is great because you can find some really easy ones on YouTube. I do mostly free meditations. There are so many things that I love. So I'll search for like meditation success, meditation positivity, meditation. And the cool thing is a lot of these people who create free meditations on YouTube, which by the way is such a service to the world. And that's part of the reason why I give back with podcasts and YouTube channels. these people created these meditations, they sometimes create meditations that actually tackle the exact issues that you're having issues with. So you can type in meditation anxiety, meditation frustration, meditation betrayal, meditation failure. Like, you can type those things in and they create the meditation that helps you to get through that time. So that is so powerful. Oh my gosh, I'm obsessed. One thing that helped me quite a bit with learning how to meditate was this thing called Muse. And it sounds really cheesy. It would make a really good Christmas or birthday present or like push present or something. And Muse is like this headband. Is it overpriced a little bit, but it does help you to learn what the feeling of meditation is like. So maybe if you and a bunch of friends go in on it, you all can, you know, take turns going through it. So you wear this headband on your forehead, and it helps to measure your brainwaves and tell you when you've gotten into a state of meditation. So that's really helpful. That helped me to understand how to meditate, but you can still do it without. Joe Dispenza teaches quite a bit about meditation, and I really enjoy his content. So meditation, visualization, affirmations, if you do the three together each morning, oh my gosh, watch out, world, it's over. You are going to make waves. The greatest thing that I have done in my business, the number one habit in my business that has brought me to a new level, is priorities. I should rather say our priorities. But the interesting thing about priorities is that when I first started my business, I felt like everything was a priority. Have you ever felt that way? Even now, I remember I started my business and it felt like everything was an emergency and everything was urgent and everything had to get done. And I would stare at my growing to-do list and I'd be like, I am never going to get done with everything. Oh my gosh. So I was so frustrated when my to-do list never ended. I decided one day I've had enough. I am going to recognize that my to-do list will never end. And so I decided to start creating priorities every single day. Every single day, I give myself 3 to 5 priorities that after I finish those 3 to 5 priorities, I can tell myself enough is enough. Once I finish these 3 to 5 priorities, I've done enough. If I do more, awesome. That's frosting on top of the cake. But the list is truly never going to end. Without a doubt, never going to end. I've tried it. Remember, it only stayed empty for 14 seconds. So instead, 3 to 5, I'm done. If I do more, cool. That's frosting or gravy, whatever you want to say. But I ultimately am not going to hold myself to a list of 75 things that's growing every day because everyone always wants more. The biggest habit, the number one habit that has been transformational for me in my household, like running the household, keeping things clean, keeping things running, is to hire some help. I hate laundry, so I hired that out very early on in my business. I think I hired laundry help before I hired an assistant. That's pretty crazy. Find the things you hate doing in your lifestyle. Feel free to hire those out before you hire out help in your business because it will give you sanity. The secret to living a life that you love is to hire out all the things you hate. To an extent, yes. I wish I could hire someone out, hire out doing burpees. But okay, the number one habit that's made a difference for me in my physical health is simple: drinking a gallon of water a day. Now, talk to your doctor about finding out what level of hydration is right for you, but I've been a huge fan of slowly drinking a gallon of water a day with electrolytes. Oh my gosh, obsessed. My skin is glowing. I actually don't wear foundation and my skin glows. I wear no face makeup except for concealer, and my skin glows. My energy levels are up. I swear it's made a huge difference. I think it makes my voice sound like honey. I'm a huge fan of drinking a gallon of water a day. And the number one habit for my marriage, now this is tough because there's a lot that goes into making sure that my marriage is awesome and rock solid. It does help that I did just marry the right person, but also it does take work anyways. So the biggest thing is on Fridays, my Fridays are flex days. So anytime that we want, I can say, hey, babe, do you want to go on a lunch date? Do you guys want to go to, or do you want to go shopping? Do you want to hang out? Do you want to go have some kissy time, if you know what I mean. My Fridays are flexes, so at least half of the day is always blocked out on Fridays, and we still have childcare until 6. So that means I have the freedom to go and spend time with my honey. It's amazing. That is part of why I love creating my own schedule. So I can hear that the kids are here. I am going to let you guys go. By the way, if you want to learn more about my favorite habits, priorities, all of the different things that I love, go ahead and let me know on Instagram, because I'm going to be sharing a lot about habits, priorities, things that make our whole lives and business run every single day. I will catch you in the next episode. Bye for now.